Hey, you ever been to Chancellor Park? That's where I live. My name is Tavin Dillard. I live in Chancellor Park. I mow lawns, mowing, edging, grass cutting legend. I sure am glad to join me here on this podcast. I want to let you know what's going on in my neck of the woods. Now, I started out years ago on the YouTubes and then the TikToks and the Instagrams now and the whatnots. I got the websites, the TavinDillard.com, but right now, I want to clue you into what's happening in my neck of the woods on the Tavin Dillard podcast. You here? I'm here. I'm glad you joined me. Now I'm going to send it over to myself. This is like the pre-introduction, but let's get on to the real show today. I'm glad you joined me here. Bank, bank. Hey, y'all guys. Welcome to the Tavin Dillard podcast. Can I just tell y'all that y'all know the Team Burger Shed book launched, you know, weekly or twos ago by now, and that it's going to ship in May. But then the other thing that comes in with a book that you write, then they want you to say the whole book. So I've been recording the audio book for it. So boy, talking lately, I've been doing a lot more of it than I usually do. And I think that audio book's coming along though. I think you're going to like it if you like, you listen to a podcast, so you into stuff just for your ears. So that's going to be coming out at the end of May. May 25th is when I think, I'm pretty sure that's the number in my head. I think I'm 100% sure. I have been told that May 25th is when Team Burger Shed book will ship. And that might be the day that the audio book is available to purchase as well. But anyhow, if you want to check the show notes today, we got a big one today. It's the Q&A, the questions y'all sent in. And then I get the answers. I'm Tavin Dillard, by the way. Y'all probably know that. Mowing, edging, grass cutting legend. That's me. And I have been looking at them questions. Now, if you send in questions, you know, email, TavinDillard@gmail.com, or text message, 501-322-6249. After Thursday last week, you might not hear your question today. Actually, all the ones that came in Thursday, they should be on here. But then if they're trickling in on Friday, well, no, let me think about that. Thursday early afternoon. But if you send them in, you know, Thursday evening or later or late afternoon, then, yeah, that ain't on the show. So there's a lot here, but there might have been a few more that trickled in after I got this thing recorded. So here's the deal. Tomorrow, this is a special announcement. I'm going to put the link in the show notes right now to my shirts, just all of them, because when you go there, you see all the pages with my shirts. Sometimes I just put a link to a Pacific shirt, but there's a Pacific shirt I want to talk to you about, but you ain't going to see it today. If you go there right now, it won't be up, because today, as you know, is, I think, the last day. We're at the last day in April's? Let me look. Yeah, because tomorrow's the May the 1st. If you listen to this on Tuesday the 30th. So here's the deal. Tomorrow, there's a brand new shirt for the month of May and for the rest of the year that's launching. And tomorrow is the donut. It says donuts on it. And then underneath it says for your haunches. Or maybe it says for the haunches. But it's a haunches donut shirt. And folks have mentioned something like that before. I was like, well, when y'all make a request, and I feel like I hear it enough, I'm like, well, maybe people really will wear that. So anyways, the Donut Haunches shirt launches May 1st. So you can check for that tomorrow. But the link will be in the show notes today. It'll take you to the shirt page. And that link will be live for the Haunches shirt on May the 1st. So you can check that out. Of course, there's always Tavin's Bacon Bag. We kindly getting into, Mother's Day's coming up. So, I mean, if your mama likes snacks of bacon, there's that. And then we got the personal video greetings too, if you need a Mother's Day thing. And ran a deal on that last week. Actually ends today, April 30th. It's 15% off them greetings if you use the code MOM, M-O-M, easy to remember, in the personal greetings. So if you want one of those and you want the 15% off, and it don't have to be for your mom, it can be somebody's birthday. But that's the deal I'm running for Mother's Day, in honor of Mother's Day, but you can use the coupon for whoever you need to. But all that to say, in the show notes today, you'll see the link for the shirts, the link for the bacon bag, the link for the greetings. Code MOM will get you 15% off a greeting. And today's the last day. Once May 1st hits, it's, you know, back to regular type prices on that. So that's the deal. But we got questions to answer today. So I'm going to get into that. I didn't mention the Wichita Falls, but you know what? Our first question today is about that. So I can just, I'll let you know that link will be in the show notes, though, to the Wichita Falls tickets. We about a month out now on that show. I'm excited about it. So without further ados or further adonts, let's get on with the Q&A of Season 9, wrapping up Season 9 of the Tab and Dillard Podcast with your questions and my answers. Tom Bakersmith says, will Raccoon Keith be with you in Wichita Falls for the meet and greet? If so, will you have hot dogs available to feed Keith, or should I bring my own? Well, firstly, he's a possum. So I don't know about no Raccoon Keith, but Millie Rick's got a pet named Possum Keith, but she say it ain't a pet. And she tried to feed him hot dogs. She feed him all kind of things. He eats people's food, and he keeps people's schedules. Possums is nocturnal, but not Possum Keith. He goes around during the day with her. And so, I don't take Possum Keith nowhere. I ain't even my pet, and I don't really want to spend too much time with him, so I wouldn't bring him or Raccoon Keith to Wichita Falls. And the meet and greet, you say, Wichita Falls is a show, so I'll be on stage doing a show. I won't be meeting and greeting, so it ain't a meet and greet that's going on in Wichita Falls. And then there's an after party, which is more show. And for the VIP, I'm going to do like a more talking, but it's going to be more specifically about donuts. And then we're having Dr. Pepper glazed bacon cheeseburger sliders along with Shipley's Donuts, I think it is, and chocolate milk catered to the VIP show. Now, can you meet me and greet me? Yeah. After the regular show and at the VIP show, I'll be available after to talk and glad hand and take pictures and high five and all that. But no, if you're going to, so I guess that answers your third question, which is, am I going to have hot dogs there? Or should you bring your own? Well, if you want to eat a pocket full of hot dogs, you can bring them, Tom, but there ain't going to be no possum there to feed like that away. So anyways, the show notes today has a link to the tickets for that Wichita Falls show. So hopefully you can get them. Thanks, Tom, for the question. Dustin P. He said, now, I'm no podcastologist like you, but with your play-by-play recap of the Adult Softball League games, have you ever thought about becoming a sports announcer? Thanks, buddy. Well, Dustin, I appreciate that. Yeah, I've thought about it, but there ain't a real, you know, I'd have to really probably leave town because they ain't paying nobody to do the local rodeo play-by-play or the softball fields for sure or the little leagues or nothing like that in my town. So if I was going to go out and, like, make a life of it and a livelihood, I'd have to hit the big city kind of thing. And I ain't looking to do that, but I guess I can keep it in my back pocket, you know, if I decide, boy, it's probably time to do that. But I appreciate you noticing, you know, my skill set, Dustin. And that's kind of how I'm looking at it right now, at least. Dusty Rumley, he says, over the years, how many crows has Candy Dilroy caught? And has Possum Keith been seen lately? Thanks. Good question, Dusty. Well, Candy Dilroy, I lost count. And I'm actually surprised that crows still stay around the trailer park. I think what it is with Candy is that she do be nice to them. I mean, I can't imagine they love being caught, but she ain't mean to them once she catch them. I mean, she do try to get them in bonnets and little prairie dresses, and then she do try to have little parties with them. But maybe she feed them well enough to say, well, let's just go ahead and put up with it because we get some pretty good food that we ain't got to, like, fight for or dive bomb anything for. She just kind of sets it out for us because, you know, the crows are smart birds. But Candy Dilroy, if she had a running tally of all the stray animals, wild animals she caught, it'd be a goodly number. It'd be a goodly sized number. But I don't know for sure. Possum Keith, I ain't seen Possum Keith lately, but I mean, I ain't by Millie Rick's house every day. But and she don't take it into town all the time, but it's followed her to the burger shed. And why I say followed her is in her car. So the only way it gets in her car, she opened the door. I mean, possum's got little hands, but they ain't got real strong thumbs, and it ain't about to open a door handle on a car without somebody doing it for him. So when he ends up in town, it's because she drove him there. You know, otherwise he's going to stay around that yard where he keeps getting fed and taken care of. That's the way I see it. He might even sleep inside on the inside porch. She got one of them back enclosed porches. He might be up there at night. I mean, I don't know the setup, but I know when he's in town and next to her and she's feeding him and she's calling his name and trying to say it ain't her pet, don't nobody believe it. I can tell you that much, Dusty. Thanks for the question. Trip says he loves the show for his ears. He listens every Tuesday on the Spotify. Thank you, Trip. I have one log problem and two short questions. So first off, I've had two pets that have up and escaped the comfy enclosure of their cages and have made their way out of my house and into the wild. And by wild, I mean a subdivision full of dusty duplexes. So then he goes on to these stories about the birds he had that float away. So he got all that. Then here's his question. Exactly what type of family animal do you recommend as a good starter pet? And did you and Brett ever have any family animals growing up? Well, we didn't have nothing that was like official. Like Brett found a baby raccoons once and didn't have no mama or daddy or nothing like that. And he bottle fed a raccoon for a little bit and then it got old enough to just get out of there and it did. But we like that as little kids. You know, he's a nice little raccoon, wasn't trying to bite you or scrape your eyes out. I never was much of a snake catcher, so I didn't do that kind of thing. The other things was stray dogs. But the thing about stray dogs, you know, they rambling. They'll stay for a little bit, and then I say, hey, I got a life to live. I'm out of here. So, you know, you just enjoyed them while you could. And then anymore, I had some run-ins with stray dogs where it's like almost to fisticuffs, like we duking it out, me and a stray dog, because they get into my stuff, try to get into my snacks worse than a crow, and it gets pretty bad. So a starter pet, I say a turtle, because they ain't going to run away from you. And I ain't talking about a snapping turtle, because them will hurt you, but them just regular turtles, that's a good starter, because they what they call low maintenance. They low maintenance, and they sleep about several months a year. I don't know what other animals do that other than a bear, and that ain't a good starter pet. Best I can tell, Trip. Thanks for the questions, buddy. Alonzo Turley, what's going on? Do you have any bowling alleys nearby? Would love to hear about the shenanigans of a bowling league or even maybe a date night visit. You know, Alonzo, I shot a video many moon ago on the YouTubes, 2007, I think, about the bowling alley and maybe even talking about a date there. But it's next county over. And yeah, I probably do for another bowling alley story. I need to get over there. I ain't been in a while. And I probably could take Cricket. She good at anything she tries to do, whether it's hunting, fishing, bowling. So that ain't a bad idea for a little date night. We just got to coordinate schedules. She's got the old work schedule, and I got a work schedule. And so between the two of us, well, they got to correspond. But I think we could figure something out like that. And I don't like them real heavy bowling balls. I don't want the baby kiddo light ones, but somewhere in between there, where you can just really like let it fly, because it's a big thing about how much power is behind it. And don't let people fool you, because some people throw it so slow, it just rolled off to the side in the gutter. Now, if you got them bumpers up, that's a different story. But I ain't trying to do that bumper. I'm trying to play big league bowling. Thanks for the question. Adam Fox, if a guy was wanting to get into the lawn mowing game, okay, what kind of bicycle would you recommend for towing a 21-inch push mower? I'm not asking what brand, but like how many speeds and what kind of tires or any other features a guy should look for when bike shopping at garage sales. Thanks. Well, Adam, this is what's done me the best. Now, I ain't got into them fancy speeds bikes. When you're talking about switching speeds, buddy, you out of my league with the bikes. I'm talking about like kind of the body style of like a BMX, a little freestyle, a little, you know, axle pegs, that kind of bike, you know, the smaller tires and not like them big old 10 speeds. And I think it's really about your haunch strength. I think what you really want to ask is the strength in your haunches, Adam, what kind of donut you need to be eating to haul in a 21-inch push mower behind you on your bike. But I go for them little, the BMX looking bike. Mine's kind of what they call knockoff. It don't matter no how. It gets me where I need to go, and the ramp's just fine. Laura, she says, Tavin, we have purchased our VIP tickets to Wichita Falls and are so excited. Well, glad, can't wait to see you there, Laura. Thanks for getting them tickets. We're going to have a hoot of a time. I have questions for the Q&A. What are your entertainment choices, such as kinds of music, movies, TV shows do you like? That's a good question. I guess I don't talk a lot about that, mostly because I don't watch a lot of movies or television shows, just because I'm busy enough with regular life. And for entertainment purposes, I end up providing it for myself with a little fishing, bike ramping, cannonballing, barbecue, that kind of thing. But I do like them funny movies, and I like the Andy Griffith Show, kinds of music, a little bit of everything. I like some of that old outlaw country, little Van Halen, some Journey, Merle Haggard, you know, that kind of thing, Johnny Cash, all that. So, yeah, there's a lot out there in the world to keep me entertained, but a lot of times it's What's going on right in my town? Hey, Laura, see you in Wichita Falls. John Cook, why does the water spin the other direction in the toilet bowl when you're south of the equator? Well, John, that's what they call an old wives' tale. There ain't no proof of that. It twirls a regular way, best I can tell. But I ain't a toiletologist. Jason from Illinois, have you ever gone geocaching? No, I know what that is, though, Jason. Where they leave little clues, and then you got to find the coordinates, and then you got to figure out where you at, like if you are south or north of the equator, and then, you know, where are you going to go from there to find the little hidden treasures. From your email address, Jason, I think you do that for a job, like that's your business, like you figure out the geocaching. It's like an adventure. It's like an adventure, and you got to go. It takes you places, and then you find stuff when you're there, and then you kind of leave stuff, right? Like folks leave little treasures or maybe write little notes and then leave it in a little jar, and then other folks find it kind of thing. But I ain't gone. You think I should? Holler at me, Jason, from Illinois. Boy, that throat. I tell you, I've been recording that audiobook. I've been talking like more than ever. And, of course, this Q&A podcast, there's a lot of questions, so it's more talking than the usual podcast. Renee Trent, I know you talk about the lake, fishing tournaments, and the new paddle boards. Well, it ain't paddle boards. They paddle boats, because them boards you just stand on. But these are little boats you sit in, and then you kicking them little pedals and scooting across the lake. Renee says an alligator was just captured in a lake in my town in East Tennessee. Boy, you might want to tell us the name of that lake so we don't go swimming in it. They think it was a pet someone released. Has anything weird showed up in your lake? We did have a gator once. And you know you ain't used to gators when folks named a local gator and he got a name and everything like that. So old Ted, he was out in the lake for years and folks didn't mess with him and he didn't mess with them. But I mean, he messed with some fish. I'll put it to you like that. He had plenty to eat, but folks weren't going to move him out of there. And it was farther outside of town. It wasn't the one that Rance Farnhart works at, the lake where most of us go right now. It is another little area out there. I don't know, you might even call it a pond more than a lake, but he's out there for a number of years. That's the only crazy thing. I mean, you'll see bobcats kind of thing and snakes and stuff, but them's been inspected around here for years. I wonder what they're going to do with that gator they captured over by your lake, Renee. Maybe put him in a zoo or maybe sell tickets to gator rides. I wouldn't ride a gator, but maybe somebody would. Nick B., you say you're a mowing edge and grass cutting legend, Tavin. Is that self-proclaimed or is that the title that people of the great state of Arkansas have given you? Oh, that's self-proclaimed, 100%. But you know, the thing about it is you got to walk the walk if you're going to talk the talk. You got to mow the lawn if you're going to say you can. And I got a goodly amount of clients and they tell folks and other folks say, hey, can you mow an edge and grass cut my yard? My lawn, my property. And yeah, buddy, I do it, Nick. Karen A. How is Ron Dirtle spelled? Is it like turtle? Is he still the manager of Chancellor Park? Well, here's the deal, Karen. It's not spelled like turtle. It's D-U-R-D-L-E, Dirtle. And yeah, Ron, he's still, basically, if you enter in Chancellor Park, there's a road, a little gravel road right up the middle. It ain't even a road, it's just gravel. And then everything's on gravel in Chancellor Park. The trailers sit on the gravel. The cars drive on the gravel, that kind of thing. To the left, I'm on the left side, about three trailers back. Ron Dirtle is the first trailer on the right. He like the manager. So like if something go wrong or whatever, you go knock on his door. If he's collecting rent, he's the one that's doing that. But it's Dirtle, D-U-R-D-L-E. Okay. Brian R., have you thought about a weightlifting program as you look to defend the championship with Team Burger Shed? He says I could turn them singles into doubles. I get what you're saying. I mean, with a little donut and a little weight training, maybe down with working with Coach Hicks at Thunder Punch, he might be up for that. Of course, he got his own softball team that he coaches, so I don't know if he want to help the competition, but I think he can't say no, you know, if he's a business in town and there's people that need their haunches strengthened. So I ain't thought about a Pacific regimen, but I mean, now that you mention it, Brian, it ain't worth maybe having a little chit-chat with old Coach Hicks about just to see what he think. That ain't a bad idea at all. Huh. I mean, y'all guys know this is the last episode of Season 9 and Season 10. You know, next month in May, softball season's starting. And I mean, it's toward the end of May, but I could really probably, you know, get dialed in before the season starts. Something to think about. Mike Willis, Lake Butler, Florida. He wants to know about a Ford Ranger update, and he wants to know about me tying the knot with cricket. And Keith D asked the same thing. So they wanted to know, hey, man, what's going on with the Ford Ranger? What's going on with Cricket? Cricket and I still dating. We steady as ever, as far as I know. Now, she busy, and I'm busy, and we try to get time together, but we both got some crazy schedules. That's just how it is. We still dating. I ain't asked her to marry me yet, but I don't think she hate me and would say, I don't know what she'd say, but part of it is, as y'all know, I'm trying to save up for a Ford Ranger. I'd like to have a truck before I get married. And I, you know, there's a lot of things I got to do before I get married. But anyhow, the Ford Ranger, if my math is right, and it might be wrong, this summer I should have enough now. I had some setbacks, and Meemaw's air went out a couple years ago. Then you know how, like, you saving for something, all of a sudden it's like somebody poked a hole in the bottom of your savings account, and all of a sudden it's like, where'd that go? But I think if things stay like they are, I could have a Ford Ranger. I think it's still going to be a 93 Ford Ranger. So I may be riding in style sooner than later. Put it to you like that. Jason K., I live in Thunder Hill Trailer Park. I was wondering, what's the population of Chancellor Park? Well, I was telling you, Ron Dirtle lives up there in the front. And then I'm about three trailers back on the left. And Meemaw's a couple trailers, two, three back behind me. And so we got about, what is that, six or seven. They're about 15, 16 trailers. So, you know, a couple trailers have more people than probably needed in it, you know, 9, 10. And then a couple of them are just, like, I live just by myself in my trailer. Meanwhile, she lived by herself in her trailer. So it kind of even out. So maybe you might be looking like 35, 40 people in the whole trailer park. Maybe a little more than that. And then Jason also says, how do you earn a little jingle in the winter months when the grass don't grow so well? Well, I did some work at the nursing home, started out volunteering, but then they pay you. I do the Christmas lights. I take down Christmas lights, you know, in the winter too, and help people, you know, put away all their Christmas decorations and their storage, like Raymond and Imogene Watkins. I was doing that this past winter. So you just find stuff. Folks know, boy, I wouldn't call myself a handyman. Like, I ain't going to build something for you, but I can make a little money like that away. So that's kind of what I do. Brent Carroll, what's going on, buddy? I know you've helped with churches' live nativity in the past, but I don't think I've ever heard any other church stories. I'm sure that the Church of Chancellor Park has some doozies. I bet the pastor has his hands full, especially Meemaw and Mabel show up at the same time. Anyway, I'd love to know what Sundays look like in town. Looking forward to your answer. Hey, Brent, well, firstly, what was I going to say? You said, let's see. I did do a church story. Church Revival was one of my first videos I ever posted on the YouTubes. We had a church revival in town. I talked all about it and the potluck and all that thing. But that's been a minute. Neil and Danita McKinney, they had a church in town. It's Baptist church. Mabel Childress, I think she Church of Christ. So her and Meemaw won't be at the same church service, which is good. We try to make sure that most of their schedules never cross. I could probably tell some more short stories about the churches in town. There's a few in our neck of the woods over here. And, you know, all kind of things. And with summer coming up, you got the vacation Bible schools about to crank up. And a lot of things for the kiddos and the families. It can get pretty wild. It can get pretty exciting. Thanks for asking, Brent. And Todd D., how did Cheryl come to name Jalapeno? You know, I don't know, Todd, but I do remember something about Maisley having some say in that. Maisley Grubbs. She got a pretty sophisticated palate for a little kiddo. And, you know, she on the junior team cheer team, and her mama, Cheryl, coaches that team. And sometimes they do a little bit of traveling for their junior cheer team. And they've been, you know, so she's a little more cultured. She's been to a few more restaurants in the big city than just what we got in town. And she got into some Mexican food. And she liked that salsa with them chips and dip. I think she might have had a chimichanga. They asked if she wanted any extras on it, and she tried that jalapeno. And boy, she couldn't really handle, you know, full blown jalapeno. But she sure liked how it sounded. And I think Maisley Grubbs, really, the daughter, is the one who named jalapeno. And that, I guess, I mean, if we're really going to trace it down, like how it came to be, it's because Cheryl Grubbs coaches junior cheer, and Maisley's a junior cheerleader, and they travel out of town, and so they got exposed to some Mexican food and some words that Mazley really took to. That's the best I can tell. Matt Ellis. Thanks, Todd, by the way. Matt's here. He says, hey, Tab, you always say you're a mowing edge and grass cutting legend. Do you have any professional competition in your area? Are you the tippity top numero uno? I think that's Spanish. Go-to guy for everyone's lawn care needs. If you do have any competition, would you consider challenging to a loser goes home style cannonball contest where the loser has to forever shut down a business in a neighborhood? Well, Matt, firstly, yeah, PJ McGee, he worked for the city. So we do the same kind of work, but I work for the man and he worked for the city. He cut them city fields and he got a big old zero turn, you know, them big machinery. He don't have to have his own mower because his employer provides the mower for him. And PJ know what he's doing. You know, there's a reason he's the head, you know, kind of lawn guy in our town. But if you have any, well, that's the thing. It's like apples to oranges, as they say in Spain, Matt. Very cultured podcast today, y'all guys. We talking about eating in fancy restaurants and other countries. But anyhow, the way you compare that, it's like, hey, you want me to beat you in cannonball? If I'm beating somebody in a cannonball contest, it's to prove I'm a cannonball champ, not because I'm a lawn mowing champ. I mean, I guess we could do something else. Like, how fast can you edge the veterinary? I'll do the backyard, you do the front yard, and not get bit by one of them dogs that's rehabilitating over there or something like that. Like, you could figure out a lawn mowing competition. I don't know what it'd be. But, no, I don't have – I mean, there's other folks, little kiddos, you know, 17, 16, 15-year-olds that do some summer lawns, and I ain't mad at them. But what I'm doing is building a whole brand. I'm brand building over here. So, you know, folks come and go, but I'm trying to steady, slowly, you know, build Tavis Lawn Care Services one lawn at a time, as they say. So I ain't worried about competition. That makes sense to you, but that's the deal, Matt. Vanessa Spurgeon, how are you? Thanks for sending in a question. Do you have any stories about growing up in that community? School stories, family, etc.? Well, I mean, I talk a lot about growing up here. I guess a lot of them are more racist stories, what's going on right now. But yeah, there's a lady, maybe she's in every neighborhood here in the South, but that she'd buy frogs because frogs would eat bugs out of her yard. So when you a kiddo and you thinking, what in the world? I just got to catch frogs and take them to this lady, like buckets of frogs kind of thing. Then I can make a little jangle. And so I would do that. So that's one thing. And then there's a fella, he'd ride around and he'd recycle. You know, like he'd pick up stuff, you know, anything like cans and bottles in town. And he'd ride around, had a basket on his bike, older feller. And one time he caught me and Russell Tucker when we was little fellers building a fort in a bush out in front of his house. Like, you never think it's everybody's own property. It's like, boy, this is my town. I live here. I make forts where I want. I hide where I want. We play hide and seek where we want. And boy, he liked to scare me to death, buddy. Coming out there and like, boy, Russell, be quiet. He gonna hear us. And boy, he did. You know, like, oh no, he's just gonna walk by the bush. But when you see that fella's eyes peeking his head right in that bush and say, y'all kiddos, get out of here, kind of thing. Boy, we hightailed it out and I ain't never been back to that bush to this day. Sometimes I ride by it on my bike in town and I get a little shudder. I just said, boy, he got me. Boy, lesson learned. I don't make a fort in that bush. But yeah, there's lots of stories, Vanessa. Thanks for checking in. Annie? She says, hi, Tavin. If you weren't a mowing edge and grass cutting legend and had to choose a different career, what would you choose? Boy, that's a good question. I'm a no-pro fisherman, so I don't think I could make much money off of that. I can do a little bit of painting. I've done some painting before, painting barns, painting insides of walls and kind of thing. I helped Mort Wydell. He did some painting years ago, like for a summer when he's thinking about doing that for a job. And I can do that, and I ain't terrible at it. So maybe I'd be a painter, but you know, I've been doing a little art with the Sharpie markers and the pastels and the crayons, and I designed some shirts. So maybe I'd be a little bit of an artist and then make some stuff. I made some crafts that you could hang on the wall, auctioned off a few signs there on the eBays before. So I don't know, maybe I'd dabble in the art right now. You know, my art is the lawns. I make the lawns look nice, but I could paint a picture. Maybe I could do that, Annie. Thanks for the question. Jennifer Williams. Hey, Tavin. As always, I so enjoy your podcast and your videos on the interwebs. My question is hypothetically speaking, that you're going to propose to Cricket. How would you go about doing that? And if you did, would you ask her pawpaw's permission? I know it's a personal question, but inquiring minds want to know. Bank Bank. Boy, we are getting personal, Jennifer. Well, I don't know. I've heard of folks doing them sky writing things where, you know, you out on a picnic and you say, oh, look you up in the sky. And then like the sky writer said, will you marry me? Chet Dilroy's brother-in-law, so that's his sister-in-law, Delandra's husband, he did something like that before. He did some skywriting years ago, like when he was younger. He don't do it no more. And he'd spell words wrong and just really mess it up. And you think, boy, I paid so much high dollar thing for a plane to get in the air and write something, and all of a sudden you messed it up and spelt it wrong. That's like getting a tattoo with the wrong spelling and stuff on it. It's like you really blowed it. You got kind of one shot at that kind of thing. So I probably would do something more that I could control, you know, that's on the ground. You know, you wouldn't want to get a bunch of baby chickens or ducklings or nothing to try to spell out a word because they move on you. So you have to be more, you have to be smarter than that. But I don't know what I'd do. I don't know what I'd do, but I think I'd probably have to do something with like maybe just, you know, I could sing, you know, like the proposal, because she wouldn't expect me to sing because I don't do a lot of singing, but I am a tenor. I am a tenor. Something maybe at the lake, you know, the paddle boats, the patio out there, Rance Farnhart's place, you know, nice food out there. It's a beautiful setting for all kind of events. So I might do something like that. But, boy, I feel like I'm really getting pushed toward making a proposal, you know, after this Q&A. So that's what, I'd probably have to talk to her mama and daddy and probably her granddaddy too and all them, let them know. But I think I'm on a good side, pretty sure. I know her granddaddy sure likes me. All right, thanks for that question. Jeffrey Hales, hey, Tavin, does the stuff you encounter and recount for your listeners and viewers ever make you laugh so hard trying to do it, yet to keep doing it till you can do it without laughing at yourself? Well, Jeffrey, I don't know. This is pretty serious stuff. You know, when you think about your own life, you think, boy, this stuff's really happening to me. These people are really getting their lives, you know, together or not together in my town. And so I ain't laughing a lot at it, truth be told. As best I can tell, it's like, boy, I just want to make sure my interweb friends know the latest of what's going on and, you know, how they can help in town. And y'all helped in a number of ways. I'll tell you, last week, one way y'all helped me is I was on a Facebook Lives and I'd been recording that audiobook and my throat was sore and I got kind of all kind of sore throat recipes from y'all guys. And the one I went with that night was warm Dr. Pepper with lime squeezed into it. I ain't never had that before. I think it worked. I think it did. Thanks for the question, Jeffrey. Steve M. Hey, Tavin, this ain't really a question. Well, what in the world, Steve? The instructions were Q&A. Send me a question. Well, let me read on. Maybe there is a question here. It's more like advice from a ziplinologist. Okay, Steve, let's have it. I had two ziplines in my life. Okay, keep talking. And I can tell you that the best landing area is an old mattress. Oh, he said old mattress. Okay, that's good. Note, duly noted. I don't know about Chancellor Park, but here in my town in Texas, it's illegal to sell used mattresses. But why would anyone want one anyway? Ziplines. That's why. So just ask around town and you should be able to get a few used mattresses for free to keep JT Whitlow from smashing into your trailer. You're welcome. Hey, Steve, that ain't a bad idea. Hey, there's used mattresses in Chancellor Park. I just drag them over there. I don't know why I didn't put two and three together and just do that in the first place. I needed Steve, who says he ain't a ziplinologist, but I think he could carry a degree in there if he wanted to. Appreciate it, buddy. That's a big help. Yarns and Nobles says, hey, Tavin, I listened to your ski trip episode on a podcast, and it got me wondering if you had a particular donut that you ate for breakfast beforehand. I did some water skiing. Now that I'm in my 40s, skiing's mighty rough on my haunches and forceps, and that has taken some of the fun out of it for me. Is there a donut solution? I would love to try it. Thanks. That's a good question. One of the best things for early morning, if you got some activity and you need to get right into it, I mean right into it, you ain't trying to mess around, is the standard glaze. Just a standard glaze donut. There ain't no frills. There ain't no icing. There ain't no celebration. Ain't no party. Ain't trying to take the attention. They're trying to get the job done. You start your day with a standard glaze on them busy weekend mornings, and I think you're going to find some power in your haunches that you didn't know was there. You're welcome. Dallin, I think I'm saying that right. Dallin, when would you start a card collection of everyone that's a part of Team Burger Shed? Well, I don't know. You know, I'm sending out a free signed baseball card of myself. That's me. I'm Tavin Dillard. with the first 500 orders. We started at 200 and then we bumped it up to 500. So my book that ships next month, if you're one of the first 500 orders, you get an autographed baseball card of mine with my stats on the back and everything. But I don't know, you know, that's the first crack at it. Now, do we go for a whole team set? That's a good question. When would I start a card collection of everyone? I guess, you know, if there's big high demand, you know, like anything else. Like I said, I got that Donut Haunches shirt launching tomorrow. Folks have been asking about it. Enough folks mentioned it where I'm like, this ain't a bad idea. Maybe we need to go with it. So that's the best I can tell, Dylan. Thanks for the question. Amy H., do you have a favorite karaoke song? Sweet Caroline. That's more, I told you I was a tenor. That's more in my range. That's a good one that I can really crank out. A little Neil Diamond, karaoke, that's right where I want to be. I don't need to go Queen and some of them high notes. I can't get it. I can't get there. And people leave the party kind of thing. So that's what I do, Amy. Hey, I just want to say, you know, I'm guessing we're about halfway through this Q&A. Maybe we're almost closer to the end. But Gunner Bryant, hey, buddy, thanks for listening to my podcast. I hope you get yourself a strawberry ice donut with sprinkles today. Your dad hollered at me and said, hey, holler at my son. So, Gunner, I'm hollering at you. Hope your day is good. Now we got Lon from Berkeley, Michigan. Now, I've heard from Lon before and appreciate you. And he says, hey, Tavin, I got a question about jalapeno. Cheryl Grubbs must really love that dog to put up with all the mischief and mess. In the Water Ski Day and Paddle Boats podcast episode, you talk about jalapeno as a hymn, and Cheryl Grubbs shouts about saving her when the dog's in the water. Is jalapeno a boy dog or a girl dog, or is that a dog just such a mess and nobody knows for sure? That's a boy dog, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Maybe Cheryl Grubbs did say her, but she might have been hollering about her daughter, Maisley. There's a lot of chaos going on. You know, sometimes you just holler whatever because you're in a panic mode. And Cheryl's panic meter go pretty quick, especially when, like, her doggy or her kiddo or something's in the water. So, yeah, that's a dog that's a boy dog. Another question came to mind. All right, Lon, what is it? Has your meemaw brought any new baby dolls home lately? Last I remember are when the two fellas joined the collection. Oh, yeah, the peach farmer. NASCAR driver. So I wondered if the baby doll shelves have any new faces. Love the podcast. Look forward to Tuesday each week. Now I look forward to Tabin and Taco Tuesdays. See you, buddy. Thanks. She ain't got any new ones, but she's been talking about spring outfits, and then somehow like later spring, early summer, she gonna do what she call a baby doll cleaning, which I don't want no part of. She strips them baby dolls naked. She washes every piece of clothing on them. She puts them on the clothesline. Not the baby dolls, but the clothes. And then she scrubs down the baby dolls so they ain't got no smudges on them. And I think Rachel Christine gets the most treatment, gets her hair brushed all the time. And so that's what I know at this point, is that there's going to be like a spring cleaning for the baby dolls. But I don't know if any new ones is getting rotated in at this point. Thanks for the question. Hi, Tavin. This is Rory. Hey, Rory. How you doing? I love your bacon hat, and I wear it almost every day. Well, I'm glad you got one of them. I got that one, too. I've been wearing it recently. Today, what hat do I have on? I had on my donuts hat earlier today, and I wore the bink. I had a couple different hats on today, more than a couple. I'm thinking of getting the donuts hat. Yeah, that's the one I was wearing. Anyways, my questions are one A, have you ever heard of a bacon pie? No, I ain't never heard of a bacon pie, but I've heard of a bacon cake. B, would you eat one? I probably would, but here's the deal, Rory. I get a little iffy on bacon-flavored stuff. I like bacon. People are like, oh, try this soda pop. It tastes like bacon. No, thanks. Try this gumball. It tastes like bacon. Nah, I'm good. You can have it. Why mess with the artificial bacon flavors when I can go have a piece of bacon? So that's kind of where I land on the bacon. Two, how old are you? Hey, that's on the back of my baseball card. It asks my age. So if you got an order of the book, you can see that. It's not real specific, but it does address the age thing. Three, do you shop at the flea market very often? Thank you for answering my questions and giving me an amusing time on Tuesdays. I especially laughed at Lake Fun and Lost Swim Trunks. Poor Myron. Oh, yeah. There's always something going on at the lake. I mean, you can't really... You ain't in charge of the water. So stuff happens. It's like, well, the water did it. I got to just roll with it. Okay. But the question was, do I shop at the flea market? Pretty often. or at least I'm by shopping, I mean I stop by and Shoot the Breeze with Jerry Don and Sybil Farnhart. That's Rand's parents. And sometimes I find some deals out there. I like the little collectible things sometimes. I don't need every keychain, every coffee mug, nothing like that. I ain't that kind of knick-knack type of feller. But there are some fun little things that I like to get into. I got a Matchbox car, and you see it in my videos. It's hanging on the wall. It's upside down. I don't know, like, if it's worth more because they put it in the package upside down. But you see that. So, yeah, I head over there often enough to see what's going on. Joey F., me and my brother Steve have been giving a lot of thought to your trailer park zip line. I've been thinking of a new business idea that may keep me a little cooler in the summertime since I, like you, am a mowing, edging, and grass cutting legend. Hey, little competition. The idea is a zip line for kids, baby dolls, and maybe even small pets like dogs or even possums like Possum Keith. Thought maybe I could wire a bushel basket. Okay, go on. Onto the zip line pulley with one end of the line tied to the ladder on the out of the business water tower. Oh, yeah, the water tower don't work no more. It's an old one. And the other on the high dive at the city pool. Boy, our water tower and city pool high dive ain't that close. Kind of a splash in the water at the end. What's your thoughts, and do you figure Mima would let Rachel Christine ride such a thing? Absolutely not, Joey. She would not let her. I mean, you ain't talking about like just 25 feet ride. I mean, you talking about 200 feet or something at a heavy incline or decline, however you look at it. That's a big, I mean, you shooting for the moon. Joey, you're the kind of guy that designs amusement parks, not zip lines. I mean, you thinking real big. You thinking big picture. But no, Meemaw wouldn't let Rachel Christine unless, I don't see how she'd let her do it unless she's going to get paid, you know. And Rachel Christine had on safety straps and all that kind of thing and a helmet and goggles and everything else. But I couldn't see that happening, especially if she's going to land near water. She spent too much time on Rachel Christine's hair. I mean, bottles of Pert Plus, Meemaw's going through. Thanks for the question, Joey. Larry, many years ago, I would take my then-girlfriend Rhonda fishing. Oh, wait, speaking of that, hold on. I got to go back because somebody asked a question earlier, and they had the same question. So it was Mike and Keith D. And then Keith told me, hey, can you give me a shout-out to my wife, Rhonda? It don't sound like she listens to the podcast as much as Keith, but that's okay. Hey, Rhonda, I hope you heard this. There's your shout out. Boy, I almost forgot that. Larry reminded me because he was dating a gal named Rhonda. Now, I don't know, y'all. I don't know if it's, I don't know. We ain't getting into that. We're both students at UCA in Conway, which I believe may be near Chancellor Park. That's where Rock City Outfitters is. They do my shirts, and I did a show there. But yeah, anywho, I know you love to fish. We had our special fishing hole at the Locking Dam in Toadsuck, Arkansas. You ever fish Toadsuck? I ain't fished Toadsuck. I fished Lake Dardanelle, Arkansas River there in Dardanelle, Russellville, over in that area, but I ain't never fished at the Toadsuck. But I tell you, my home state here, we got some of the best town names you ever gonna find, from Toadsuck to Possum Grape, BB, and all in between. Thanks, Larry, for the question. We got a couple more questions. They were sent in for Joel. He's like, Joel Berry, he's like my manager kind of thing. But I think I can handle them. So let's just go ahead and keep it rolling here. That way we don't have to go track Joel down to get these answers to the questions. Trisha says, what has the good-looking Joel Berry been up to lately? I don't know. I feel like I'm as good-looking as he is. But anyhow, Trisha, he's been helping me. You know, we're getting ready for that Wichita Falls show, basically. He's giving me advice, you know, on the book that I wrote and the podcast here. So, you know, we kind of bounce things off each other. I'm keeping it pretty busy, truth be told. I really am. And then Nick B says, he had a question for Joel, but like I said, I'm going to see if I can do. You mentioned before about the possibility of making a Tabin Diller TV series. I have heard of that. Have you thought of actors or actresses you'd have play each character? No, here's the deal. You know, if there's going to be a show, y'all guys, it take a minute to get together. So basically what happened is I know that they scripts are done and things have written screenplay for like a feature film that you'd see in a movie theater and then episodes for TV shows that you'd see on a TV set. So they's done. I think the next thing what they do is, you send it around and say, hey, anybody want to see this? But don't matter no how. I mean, I'd say, hey, get a camera and come to town, set it up and see what happens. Because we out here doing our thing all the time. Hey, I want to tell y'all guys, this has been a hoot answering your questions for this Season 9 Q&A episode of the podcast. Thank y'all for texting me, and thank you for emailing me. I was trying to think of the other thing y'all did. Email at tabandiller@gmail.com, text 501-322-6249. All that's in the show notes, how to get in touch with me just to say hey or whatever. And I appreciate y'all providing all the content for this Q&A of Season 9. Y'all are helping make all this go, so I sure appreciate you. If you can come to Wichita Falls, I hope to see you at the end of May. If you can't, I look forward to seeing you on the interweb. I'm Tavin Dillard. This is the Tavin Dillard Podcast. We'll see you next week as we launch Season 10. Till next time, y'all guys. We'll see you later.